Why WeWork Doesn't Work Yet, daily chart by The Economist.
With its stylish shared workspaces and chic occupants, lubricated by fruit-infused water and nitro coffee on tap, WeWork, a firm that rents out temporary offices, had seemed to be riding the wave of a new trend in managing desk jockey life. The 9-year-old private company has suffered a setback, announcing on September 16 that it would postpone an initial public offering that had been expected to raise $3 billion minus 4 billion. Investors, it seems, cannot decide what the firm is worth. WeWork will issue multiple classes of shares that give its flamboyant founder, Adam Neumann, control with a minority stake. Critics point to IWG, which offers shared offices under the Regus and Spaces brands worldwide, and has a market capitalization of just $4.5 billion. Already WeWork seemed willing to accept a much lower price tag for its flotation, seeking a relatively modest valuation of $15 billion or less from its IPO. Even that seems out of reach, and the company has, for now, dropped the attempt. CBRE, a property management firm, estimates that the flexible work niche experienced meteoric growth of 25% in America's top 10 markets in 2018, with similar figures in big cities worldwide. Uber, a ride-hailing firm, listed its shares at $45 in May on the New York Stock Exchange. In March, its rival, Lyft, had sold its shares on the NASDAQ exchange at $72. Today they are worth about $48. Slack, a corporate messaging service whose shares started trading on the NYSE in June at an opening price of $38.50, is now valued at about $26 a share.